This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, the latest report on child well-being in Michigan. Jane Zender Merrill, Kids Count Project Director for the Michigan League for Public Policy, joins us. But first,
a recent headline on the website of Southwest Michigan's Second Wave asks, guess which neighborhood is the safest in Kalamazoo? The answer is that the central city, or downtown, is one of, if not the safest areas of the city. Officials with Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated are working to let more people know that and encourage them to come to downtown Kalamazoo. Mary Oudsma leads the safety committee for DKI. She's retired marketing director for the Kalamazoo Gazette. We're also joined by Chris Hancock, community policing officer with the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, and Meg Grenade, planning and development coordinator for DKI. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mary, let's start with you. How did the safety committee for DKI get started?
The safety committee goes all the way back to 2002. It was a task force at that time. A group of people got together to talk about some incidents that had happened in the parking ramps in downtown Kalamazoo. We had a number of cars that had been broken into. So that group began to brainstorm. We added more people and became a task force. A number of people who are in the safety business from 9 to 5 every day downtown joined the committee. It's an excellent group of people. We became an official committee of DKI in 2007.
So if someone tells you that they'd like to go downtown more often, but they worry about their safety, they worry about their car getting broken into, they worry about perhaps being approached or robbed by someone on their way back to their car, etc., what would you say to them?
I would encourage people to come downtown and experience the atmosphere for themselves. One of the things that we have tried very hard to do on the safety committee and with the help of public safety is to work on prevention, safety prevention. So some of the accomplishments of the safety committee are in that prevention category. Over the years, and there was a time when DKI had enough money to give us a good budget, and we spent that money wisely downtown, we were able to paint all of the parking ramps and to install security cameras in all of the parking ramps downtown. People feel much safer if they can walk into a bright, welcoming atmosphere in a parking ramp and it's not dark and dingy. The community policing officer downtown came about through the safety committee. That was part of our budget for a number of years. For the last 2 years, we actually had a group of people who went out and raised money and donations so that we could keep a safety community policing officer downtown. And this year, we'll be able to continue it through funds in the city budget. So we feel very, very good about that. One of the other things that we do is to promote, schedule, raise money for the Sheriff's Mounted Patrol that is available and there on a volunteer basis at all of the festivals downtown. People feel very safe when they see those horses. I'm sure Chris will tell you that people who are thinking about doing something will hesitate when they see that group. So I think that we've worked very hard to encourage prevention downtown, and our community policing officer does a lot with educating our businesses and our residents downtown on safety precautions.
Chris, is that true that when people see mounted patrols and those sort of things, it has what they might call the halo effect, making people behave a little better?
The horses are both inviting and maybe a little bit intimidating to somebody who's thinking about doing wrong. I mean, you have a 2,000-pound animal and an officer on riding it. So it is helpful to public safety when the Sheriff's Department Mounted Division comes down and visits us during the festivals and the Christmas parade and some of the other events during the year.
Has downtown become safer? Are there numbers that show that over the last, let's say, 5 years, you're more safe downtown now than you were back then?
The part one crimes, your major crimes, your assaults, your larcenies, and that have reduced over the past 5 years. The biggest reduction was over the last year. We've seen a from around 350 to 250 in reported Part 1 crimes downtown. We still have the nuisance crimes. We do have a little bit with the panhandling and some ordinance violations that we deal with on a daily basis to you know, make it safer and more inviting downtown to prevent some of that nuisance crime that's going on. But in the most part, downtown is very safe. You look at citywide, statistically, it's one of the safest neighborhoods in the city.
We know that more people are living downtown now. And there, of course, are, you know, festivals that bring big crowds. There's theaters, those sort of things. Is there something to the idea that there's simply safety in numbers, that if there are a lot of people downtown, someone is less likely to be walking back to a parking garage by themselves and perhaps a little more in a situation where they might be more susceptible? Maybe there's less of that because there are more people downtown?
Yes. Yeah, so when I started the department 20 years ago, it was still a pedestrian mall. Then it transformed in the street, and over the years we've seen more residential development downtown. So where it used to be 9 to 5 and everybody went home at 5 o'clock and maybe a few of the night establishments would bring in a crowd, now it's a 24-hour thriving community down there that people are, you see people, you know, I come into work at 5 in the morning and there's people out walking the streets, walking their dogs, where you didn't see that 20 years ago. You know, the business opened up at 9 o'clock and that's when you start seeing folks show up downtown.
From a policing standpoint, is there some challenge to that, though, that there is constantly something going on and therefore perhaps you have to be just a little bit more on guard around the clock?
We do, but public safety staffs downtown 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with a beat officer. They also have two officers that work out of the station right down on the mall that are on patrol cars. We have another two officers that are signed up to the transportation center. So we have plenty of coverage down there. It makes it a little different for the night officers. They're seeing more people out than they, you know, what you'd have seen 20 years ago working the night beat. But with people downtown, officers stay busy, but it's no more or less busy than, you know, it was before we started seeing the lots of growth down there.
I guess some people may wonder, and it may be hard to know this about the chicken and egg factor here of people living downtown. Did downtown Kalamazoo become more safe and people decided to live down there, or perhaps people became aware that it was safe and decided to live down there? And therefore, did more people in residential apartments, condominiums, those sort of things, lead to more patrols and therefore have sort of a ripple effect where downtown became safer because there were people living down there?
I think that has part to do with it. It's safer because people are down there. You know, some say that you may see a little spike in crime reporting because there's more people around to report things also. But we're not seeing that with the increase in residential. The crime rate is not going up as far as reporting goes. So I think you could make that analogy that with more people down there, at least perception is more safe with more people out and on the streets and at all hours.
Does DKI still hear from people who say, you know, I think it's unsafe down there. I'm worried about going down to a festival. I'm worried about going down to a play. Does that still get back to you guys, Meg?
I'd say that we do hear that from a handful of people. But what we're finding is most of the people who feel that way, like Mary said, have really not come down and had that downtown experience for themselves. So when people talk to me, you know, about being afraid or they have these perceptions, I'm very positive in my response to them. And I just say, you know, downtown is a wonderful place. I invite you to come down and bring your friends, because in any situation, you want people to be wise, whether you're downtown or whether you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's always a good idea, you know, to have people around if you're walking to your car at 3 in the morning, or, you know, if you think there's a possibility that something may happen to you and you're by yourself. But it really is more about the perception. And once people do come down who've had those negative maybe thoughts, they really realize and express, you know, it was wonderful. I had a great time and I never felt unsafe. And, you know, it was a great experience.
Is there more you have to do to market to people who have not been to downtown previously, or perhaps went downtown 15 years ago and maybe saw something they didn't like or had a bad experience, to convince them that you are safe when you come downtown?
Yeah, I think the marketing of downtown and preaching about downtown safety is always going to be an ongoing effort, especially as, you know, we get new students into town and people are relocating to this area. We always want to try to make sure we're reaching out to different demographics and spreading the word that it is a safe location. And like you alluded to, the housing demand downtown is high right now. So that's in our favor. And it's really just about us spreading the word. And our safety committee has done a wonderful job of doing that.
Do people see downtown as family friendly? In addition to being safe, do they see it as a place that they're comfortable taking their children?
I think we're making real progress in that area. We've had a number of family-oriented events downtown that are drawing thousands and thousands of people. And it's fun to see the family activity down on the mall. I think all of the activities, in addition to the cool restaurants, all of the cultural activities, the library, the KIA, there are so many things that are there for adults, but also for families. And the restaurants are for, you know, are for both. Many of the cultural activities are family friendly. I think that has been one of the biggest reasons to bring people down, the activities and the events. And there are so many of them that eventually they want to try one out, have a good time, and come back.
Interesting. One of the quotes in the article on the Second Wave website is about word of mouth being the best marketing that you can have. Does that seem to be working, that people are going downtown, finding themselves having a safe, enjoyable experience and telling their friends, hey, you ought to try it sometime?
Well, I'm a real advocate for downtown, so I'm going to say an overwhelming yes, because I think that when people do come downtown and then tell their friends, you know, what a great show they saw, what a great bargain they got, what a great meal they had, and they invite their friends to join them the next time, or they had a good time at the art fair, or they've been to a festival, I don't think there's any question that word of mouth and that whole grassroots effort is a real plus for downtown Kalamazoo. We're very fortunate to have the offerings that we do down there.
Meg, Mary, Chris, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mary Oudsma is chairwoman of the Safety Committee for Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated. Meg Gurnett is planning and development director for DKI. And Chris Hancox is a community policing officer for the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. You can find a link to the story by Southwest Michigan's Second Wave at our website, wmuk.org.